History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
336, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Why is anybody blasting the arrest down there in Chesterfield County? I try my best not to just break things down along party lines. That's not my thing. However, I got to tell you, it's getting easier and easier to do exactly that. I know there are a lot of people like, well, we should think about this. Gang, it is playing out so clearly. It becomes clearer and clearer and clearer every single day. And here in my beloved Commonwealth, why would any Virginia Democrats be upset that arrests were made of criminals at the courthouse? Honest to goodness, can you give me an example of any reason, any shred of a reason? Why? I don't know. Tiny Tim Kaine stamping his tiny little urchin feet there. His little garden gnome toes. But honestly, what is he upset about? Were any of these people arrested while they were doing volunteer work, feeding the hungry and clothing the naked and housing? And now, they're all criminals. And we know they're criminals. Jeff, they're going to be separated from their families. It's not fair. Well, then talk to everybody else who's ever gone to jail or to prison. Guess what happens? It's a solo operation. You don't get to bring your cousins with you to keep you company. Well, you're going to be separated. I got it. I would ask you, take a look around at any sort of a detention or a correctional facility, your local jail, state prison. See if anybody was allowed to, you know, come as a couple. Or you might leave as a couple. That's something else entirely. But no, you don't get to book into your correctional facility for the next 5 to 10 years and bring your best friend with you, right? Your spouse. Well, we've been married a lot. I don't want to be separated from them. Well, it doesn't work that way. I have kids. Well, your kids are going to suffer. And for the record, it's one of the reasons I volunteer as a teacher, as the lead instructor for the Inside Out Dad program at a regional jail, because I would like to help these guys get their stuff together, but they don't get to come with their kids. And I'm telling you now, it is difficult on the kids. Just as it's going to be difficult on the kids of these folks who were arrested the other day down there at the Chesterfield County courthouse. There's no reason to be upset. Well, no reason for you to be upset. And I have one piece of advice for you. If you don't want to be arrested, please don't break the law. It is about as simple as it gets, kids. You don't want to have a negative interaction with law enforcement? Don't break the law. Follow the rules. That's it. That's it. Yeah, but, no, no buts, no yes. That's it. That is the totality of my advice. Don't break the law. And you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. I have got to share with, well, you know, while we're speaking of this, actually, now it just occurred to me. Number one, the James River Air Text Line, 833-804-1140. That's always available to you, 833-804-1140. But just occurred to me, there are some folks who are absolutely upset now because down in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis and his folks have taken over what was an abandoned regional airport. Hasn't been used in forever. It's just been sitting there vacant. And the DHS folks, ICE folks, have been looking for an appropriate detention facility, again, for illegal aliens who are in the process of being deported from the United States of America. So Ron DeSantis said, hey, we'll get it up and running. It's going to cost us X number of dollars, but they're going to make that back plus, because they're going to have a federal contract, essentially, for this detention facility. And one of his guys pointed out, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of, what was it? It was the Dade Collier Regional Airport. So right where what had been Dade County, hasn't been Dade County in years. It's Miami-Dade County. It's been like that 40 years, I guess. And Collier County come together. So it's just this big nothing. It's just nothing. And so one of Ron DeSantis's staff members described it as an alligator Alcatraz. And boy, has that got people upset. Cut number two.
Now to a new migrant detention camp in the Florida Everglades. Officials there are calling it Alligator Alcatraz, suggesting the swamp's wildlife will prevent migrants from escaping. Here's Gabe Gutierrez.
Tonight, construction is underway deep in the Florida Everglades on a massive migrant detention camp that state officials are calling Alligator Alcatraz. Starting next month, 5,000 migrants will be housed in trailers and heavy-duty tents at this remote abandoned airfield.
As I call it, Alligator Alcatraz.
In a promotional video set to music, Florida's Attorney General lays out what he considers a deterrent for any potential escapees.
People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons.
But some local officials warn the environmental impact could be devastating.
We have environmental and physical stewardship and safety concerns.
The Trump administration has said it wants to get up to 100,000 beds at detention centers across the country to facilitate mass deportations.
A lot of bad people were let into our country. We're getting them out, and we're getting them out fast.
The Department of Homeland Security says the new facility will cost about $450 million a year and will be reimbursed in large part by a FEMA program previously used to shelter migrants in places like this hotel in New York City.
Do you think that this is a good idea for your home state?
Well, I 100% support the president's deportation efforts. It's the president's priority to get those individuals out of our country.
But immigrant advocates argue the money has not been set aside by Congress. And
the biggest concern is the grave inhumanity that seems to be at stake in terms of sending people to incredibly inhumane, brutal conditions.
An administration official tells NBC News that ICE currently has nearly 60,000 detainees in custody, a record.
Congratulations. Time to set a new record, right? Seriously, talk to Tom Holman. That's what his answer is going to be. You want to talk about a record that has been set? Do you know the approximate number of illegal entries into the United States via our southern border in the last couple of months? Zero. Zero. Full operational control of the U.S.-Mexican border has been achieved. It was wide open for 4 years, and now it is what it's supposed to be. It's a border. It's a border. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, it's a good place for you and Carl Leonard to wrestle those alligators. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out where I get an alligator locally. I know where to get them in Florida. No, I mean locally. I always was of the opinion, as I was chatting with Carl Leonard, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, when we team up for these great Special Olympics fundraisers, that alligator wrestling would be a good way to go this year. But I've had no success finding an alligator. So that, I think, might be tabled maybe until next year. Thing is, I do have another fundraising activity which is coming together for Special Olympics. It won't be till we get into polar plunge season. You don't have to go looking for your checkbook just yet. And it ties together some really, really great stuff. As soon as we get the sign off on it, then I will let you know all about it. 804, Jeff, Tiny Tim Kaine is just a blowhard. Yes, you are absolutely, positively correct. That is exactly what he is. He is a garden gnome with a bad hairdo and a really large mouth. Sometimes there is a...
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A kazoo or a harmonica or something jammed in there. Jim in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, up here in Mechanicsville, it is 106.5 degrees. Robin, is that hot? It's damn hot. Exactly. All right, we got some other great stuff coming up in a couple of moments, and I don't know if you've seen or heard any of President Trump being referred to as daddy by one of the NATO people. Can we grab that germ? Because it's priceless. Like Marco Rubio, it's like he turned into Tickle Me Elmo when he heard that. It's just off the charts funny. So we're going to try and get that for you. Again, a reminder, coming up at 4:35, we've got John Reed. John, of course, formerly the host of this morning show on this here station, which, by the way, is getting ready to celebrate 100 years, November the 2nd, 100 years. That's pretty cool. But John will be here. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. He'll join us at 4:35 and find out where everybody's headed. I know coming up next week in Fairfax, it's going to be the first GOP unity event, a unified ticket. You have Governor Glenn Youngkin, who's going to be there, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Attorney General Jason Meares, and Lieutenant Governor nominee John Reed. So I don't know about you. I'm thrilled to see that it's coming together. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Now, what's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot in this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crash pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.